Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with his Costa Rican counterpart Laura Chinchilla in the capital San Jose for bilateral talks. The two leaders are also scheduled to oversee the signing of a number of collaborative deals between the two countries. The Chinese president says the two countries plan to work together for greater peace and stability in the world.
We
will strengthen our coordination and efforts in relevant international issues. We are going to defend together the general interest of developing countries, and we are going to make greater contributions to peace and stability in the world.
Xi Jinping arrived in Costa Rica on Sunday following a stop in Trinidad and Tobago. He'll also travel to Mexico as part of his current tour. For more on President Xi Jinping's ongoing Latin American tour, CRI's Zheng Chengguan spoke earlier with Dr. Yang Jimin with the Institute of Latin American Studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences.
This time, the three countries that President Xi Jinping scheduled to visit situated in North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, respectively. I think that they are carefully selected. It showed that the Chinese government paid more attention to develop the relations with the countries in the three sub-regions, because traditionally, most of the trade and investment in China in Latin America concentrate on South American countries. It's conducive for China to develop more balanced relations with each sub-region in Latin America.
In recent years, trade volume between China and Latin America has witnessed a dramatic increase. It has risen from nearly $15 billion at the beginning of the 21st century to more than $24 billion in 2011. How do you look at the future potential of trade between China and Latin America?
In 2012, when faced so difficult times, bilateral trade between China and Latin America reached $261 billion because of the strong economic complementarity and win cooperation, smooth bilateral political relations are the momentum to have brought forward the rapid economic and trade development between China and Latin America. In the past, trade was the main content of the two sides. But in future, I think investment should be enhanced. In addition, to keep the momentum of the bilateral economic relations, more bilateral FTAs, more innovations of the trade patterns, and more other economic cooperation are necessary.
In terms of geopolitics, we understand that Latin America is sort of the backyard, especially Mexico is the backyard of the United States. China's friendly ties with them may affect the U.S. influence in the region. What is your take?
Because that U.S. and Latin American countries all located in the Western Hemisphere, but the two sides have traditional relationship, and the U.S. also has important national interests in the region. But I think the rising of China is the root cause. But from my view, about mentioned argument is total nonsense. The U.S. needn't worry about or concern about Sino-Latin American cooperation, because China and Latin American's cooperation mainly focus on economic field. It's a win-win relations without affecting the U.S.'s interest in the region. In fact, the officials in charge of the Western Hemisphere affairs of the State Department of the States have ever expressed that the states didn't think there exist triangular relations among the three sides, and the U.S. welcomes China and Latin America to develop close ties. In a word, it's not a zero game for China and the United States in Latin America when they develop their relations with it.
Dr. Yang Jimin with the Institute of Latin American Studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, speaking with CRI's Zheng Chengguan.